Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass er bei der Zara, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Dalid. Ir Sheyeshba Avodah Zarah, the people of the city, made a Chagia, a festival, for their Avodah Zarah on this day. But it's for this city. Chutzala Mutter. You can do all the things the Mishnah told us before you can't. With the people who live in the surrounding villages outside of the city, even though they're very near to the city. Because they all have different festivals for the Avodah Zarah, and one has no Sheches to the other. Zakt the Mishnah weiter, Hoya Chutzala Avodah Zarah. If it's the surrounding villages that are making their festival for the Avodah Zarah on their day, Toicha Mutter. Then you can do business, sell, buy, lend, all the things the Mishnah discussed with the people who live in the city. Mahu Leilech L'Sham, is it Mutter for Israel to go to the city on the day that they're making their festival for their Avodah Zarah for another purpose? Let's say he has to speak to someone over there. Zak de Mishnah. Bizman Shahaderech Miuchedes Liyase Mokaim. If the way to that city only goes to that city, whatever the name of that city is, you get onto a road, and this road goes only to that city, exclusively to that place. Users, you can't go on that road. And that's because it looks like, it's Marisayan, it looks like, oh no, he's going there to serve the Avodah Zarah. But v'im ha'yochel ha'aluch b'lamokim acher. But if it's not pshat that the road comes to an end by that city, you can continue on from there to someplace else, mutter, so you can go there. Because the people that see him going on that road, they're not going to say, oh, he's going to serve the Avodah Zarah. Maybe he's going someplace else, but the road goes through that city. Now, it's usher to have hanah from Avodah Zarah. It's also usher to provide hanah to Avodah Zarah. The derech of the oivdei Avodah Zarah, of those that worship the idols, was to make a special market day, to buy and to sell, was part of their festival. So the shaila is, can you go there to buy things? What do you mean? But we already learned that it's usher to buy things from them on the day of their festival. So the Rashba explains that we're talking about things that no one likes to sell. Someone sells his house. That's because he's desperate. He sells his field. He mamish has no choice. So we know he's not going to be happy for selling these things. And therefore he won't go praise his Avodah Zarah. So, Zakta Mishnah Leiter, Ir Sheyeshba Avodah Zarah, a city that's having their Avodah Zarah party, their Avodah Zarah holiday. And you had in this city on that day a marketplace. Chenuyos, the shops, mi'itarais, are decorated. Used to hang hadassim, things like that, for the covet of the Avodah Zarah. V'she'enan mi'itarais. There are also shops that don't have these special designs on them. Zehoy ma'isa beveis sha'an. That was a story in a city called Beis Shan. V'yomru chachamim, the chachamim said like this, Hama'utarais, those that have the special design. Atara means a crown, so like they were crowned with certain designs. Asuras, it's also for a yid to purchase over there. Because the crown, the decoration, is a simen that the owner of this shop is giving part of his profit to the Avodah Zarah. So by you buying there, you're giving hanot to the Avodah Zarah. However, v'she'enan mi'utarais, in regard to the undecorated shops, mutarais, then it's mutter to purchase over there. You can buy things from these stores because there's no hana going to the Avodah Zarah. Okay, quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah, Sechtes Avodah Zarah, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, a town that has their Avodah Zarah in this town. The outside areas are okay. If the outside people have their town, inside of the town is okay. Can you go to this town on the day of the festival of their Avodah Zarah? Not to buy things. Let's say you have to speak to someone over there. If the road leads only to the town, you can't. If it goes someplace else as well, you can. We want it to look like you're going to serve Avodah Zarah. And we said a city that has Avodah Zarah, has its festival for Avodah Zarah, the shops that have decorations on it, you can't buy there because they give a chelik of the revach. They give part of their profit to the Avodah Zarah. Those that are not decorated, you can buy there. And the taka was such a story in Beis Shan, where the Chachamim said, the decorated shops are usr, shops that are not decorated are mutter. Now again, we also pointed out, but I thought you can't buy it all on the day of the festival. And the answer is, we're talking about things that are dover hamiskayim, something a person loves to hold on to, and if he's selling it, he has no choice. He's pressed for money. These aren't the kind of things he's going to be happy about that he sold. Those are the things you can buy because we're not worried he's going to run to praise his avodah zarah.